Well, as promised, we're going to have a Middle East news update. David Dolan, our regular broadcast partner, unable because of some problems medically to be able to be with us this day, but a man who can fill in par excellence. His name is Winky Madad, Israel Madad, the official name. We affectionately call him Winky, and he's a dear friend to us, a great broadcast partner here on Prophecy Today. Winky, thank you for being available. Let me get right to the stories coming out of the Middle East that I know you can handle very well. There was a major meeting there in Russia between the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Vladimir Putin, who is the President of Russia. The discussion, of course, focused much on Syria. It does not look, however, that the Prime Minister was able to persuade the President of Russia not to send these S-300s into Syria and other additional armament to continue this civil war going on. Did the Prime Minister actually fail when he went to Russia?
Well, it seems so, according to the reports, but I hope that he persuaded Vladimir Putin to receive payment before handing over those missiles, because I presume from the moment they're handed over, Israel will be following them and probably trying to take them out like it did previously in the past month, if I'm not mistaken, twice, not to speak of several months ago and some other strikes, most probably in the Sudan about a half a year ago or so or more. Israel is very determined that weapons of a certain level of damage should not be in the hands of enemies of Israel. I cannot see Israel directly attacking any sort of Soviet transport, whether it's boat or other vehicular transport. For those who have long memories, on the eve of the Six Days War, there was some taking out of, at that time, Soviet communist military weaponry, including, if I'm not mistaken, the loss of pilots. So I don't think Israel wants to get itself in that particular, but I'm pretty sure that Mr. Netanyahu is very determined that Israel's security be assured as much as possible.
Well, you know, Winky, that probably is absolutely the case, because the Prime Minister also this week warned Syria, Bashar Assad, that if he indeed tried to retaliate when Israel was taking out these weapons of mass destruction that may cause harm to Israel, the Prime Minister said to Assad, "You retaliate, it's going to be a tough situation. We'll come in and take you out." In fact, the Syrians have already invited Hezbollah to go into the Golan Heights and set up their bases of operation, trying to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. They'll be moving, I would guess, some of their military might out of southern Lebanon across and east over to the Golan Heights. This does not look like a good development either, does it?
About 50 years ago or so, Jimmy, an Israeli political scientist wrote a book about crazy states. That was the title. And he put out the proposition that there are some states that have no rationale for what they do, and even worse, you can't expect for them to do anything that could be anticipated except to anticipate the worst. This usually runs up against most Western, especially progressive and even liberal political philosophies. I presume that you can just talk to someone. I think that your current president, Mr. Obama, calls it engage, and everything basically will work out. Israel has a different approach, and I hope that we will maintain a military edge in order to counter the anticipation of crazy acts.
Indeed, that is one of the reasons that you don't know a whole lot about all of the military might Israel has, but there is a lot of speculation. Thus, that keeps everybody attentive to the fact they better not mess with Israel or they could get in real trouble. Well, let's focus on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem for a few moments. Police have barred Jews from going up onto the Temple Mount. Actually, all non-Muslims have been barred because some of the Palestinian, especially the young people, have threatened to go to riots and try to do whatever needs to be done to stop anybody from going up on the Temple Mount. I understand there was a group of children that were scheduled to go up just for educational purposes. Boy, the Palestinians know how to shut it down if indeed they want to shut down this most sacred piece of real estate, the Temple Mount, to the Jewish people and to everybody else, actually.
Well, Jimmy, if most people around the world think about certain problems they have, and someone would say, well, if you try to enforce the law, we will riot, the usual response is, well, we'll bring out the police and we'll meet you on the streets. But it seems to be in Jerusalem, the situation is different. Whether or not a temple will be rebuilt immediately, whether or not a synagogue will be established there until such a temple could be built, it should be put on the side. There's enough room up there for anybody who's been up there to know it's a very large compound, and even if there's no building, any sort of expression of religion, if it doesn't destroy or harm a person or destroy a building, should be permitted. It's a talk between man and God and the divine, and this is what religion is about, and if it does no harm, it should be permitted, and the situation really is very intolerable in this sense.
Absolutely, it certainly is. Well, let me conclude our conversation with this thought. I know this week earlier you had Shavuot, which of course is the Feast of Pentecost as we would think about it in English, and it was the celebration of the giving of the Torah, the first five books of the Old Testament, to the Jewish people many years ago. But it was a time of celebration, was it not? You had an entire nighttime study of the Word of God and spent that time honoring God's Word to the Jewish people.
Jimmy, since the 16th century, a custom has developed in which people are urged to spend the night studying those five books of Moses, the first books of the Old Testament, as you say correctly. In a certain sense, it's a bit of a reenactment of the of Mount Sinai, in which 3 days the Jews prepared themselves and were expecting to receive the tablets of the law for Moses to reveal to them the word. And in a certain sense, religion can be very, very philosophical. It could be very emotional, and it could be very rational. And the idea is to try to combine it for an experience that uplifts man. And in this case, the festival of Shavuot, of weeks, of the Pentecost, as you said, in English, is one in which we recall the giving of the Torah. It also is referred to in the Bible as the holiday of the first fruits, when a tithe is brought from those agricultural products that have grown over the winter, especially wheat. And it recalls a oneness of being together as a people with one's God in one's land. And this sort of triangular celebration of what we call the covenant between the Jewish people and God was celebrated. And here in Israel is a very exciting time, and I think the dietary laws of, and for the holiday at least, of preferring dairy, whether it's cheeses or other items, makes it realize that religion is properly done can be an experience that improves man and raises him above the mundane.
Well, what I enjoyed about the fact that you would spend the time loving the Torah, studying the Word of God all night, I think that's an example to the Christian world, in fact, to spend time loving the Bible as well and studying it and helping it give us the direction for all of life. Winky Medad, you're a special friend to us. Thank you for filling in this day for the purpose of giving us a Middle East news update. And we will have additional conversations, I'm absolutely convinced. Thank you, my good friend. Talk to you later.
Jimmy, thank you, and thank our listening audience.